Good evening. We're calling to order the Bainbridge Island Transportation Benefit District regular meeting, Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. We have board members Hytopoulos, Ward, Blossom, Lester, Blair, and Bunkowski present. Are there any additions or deletions or conflict of interest to disclose? Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Oh, second.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The first item is the consent agenda.
Madam Chairman.
Board Member Ward.
I move we approve the Transportation Benefit District regular meeting minutes for June 12, 2013.
Second.
It's been moved by Board Member Ward and seconded by Board Member Blair. It was a tie, and I will give it to Blair.
Oh, there we go. You're in charge.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Next up, we have item four, Treasurer's Report, and we welcome Ellen Shore.
Good evening, Council. I have Board. I have a short just update for you. It's our next for this today. Sorry. I wanted to let you know that we have begun to collect the annual vehicle license fee that you approved. It was effective as of the 1st of August. And as of the end of August, we've received about $16,000. So we continue to track and record that. And we'll work with you in subsequent meetings to identify uses for that revenue. Administratively, we have a couple of things that I'll be bringing to you to consider over the next couple of meetings. The first is that we need to consider and adopt a material change policy in accordance with the RCW. This provides guidance for bringing information back to you if projects exceed the approved budget by a specified percentage. I'd also like to bring to you a work plan that we can work on. I will bring you an annual report for 2013, probably at the first meeting in 2014, and then I think based on the first year's worth of business that we should look at the interlocal agreement and make sure that it's working for both the board and the city. We also need to have a conversation in the near future about projects that we'll be supporting with the funding that we're collecting. We've done some looking to see what allowable projects are, and there's a good write-up that's relatively recent from the AWC that I'll post to our website, and it provides some guidance to specify that allowable projects include maintenance and improvements to city streets, public transportation, transportation demand management, and other transportation projects as identified in a local, regional, or state plan. For us, the possible project categories appear at this time to be annual preservation, reconstruction, intersection improvements, or non-motorized transportation improvements. For annual preservation, that would be chip seal or patching. Reconstruction, possible projects could include items such as the Country Club Road reconstruction, Old Mill, Blakely Hill, just portions of those roads, and then the Wyatt Way reconstruction project. Obviously, not all of these could happen in 2014, but these will be part of the CIP that the City Council approves, and we could include some TBD funding possibly in some of these projects. Intersections that we've identified for possible funding include the Sportsman's Club intersections at New Brooklyn and High School Road. And non-motorized has also been identified as a possible project category with the projects that you see as potential candidates. Now, this is a lot of information to look at, and this will all be part of the CIP, but I wanted to bring these forward to you. We've had some questions about this, and so wanted to remind you that our next scheduled meetings are on December 11th of this year and then March 12th of next year.
Thank you.
That's the report.
Any further questions or comments?
Yeah, I do have a question on the funding. The project the money can go for projects within a city's CIP, or does the Transportation Benefit District have to have its own CIP?
I believe that it could be that a regional transportation plan like the city CIP could be used. That's one thing that I think we should look at as part of our review of the ILA is how that is spelled out. Okay. And so we'll bring that back to you for confirmation at the next meeting.
Okay. And along those lines, if that's true, can we use the TRB money to be the match in a grant that would go through Transpo? I mean, I think philosophically it would be really great to be able to say that the TBD was able to achieve a grant to do the following, and this is the matching funds that are coming out of there. So it adds a lot of, I think, good visibility and good ability for us to explain to the community the benefit of having a transportation benefit district.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious about that sort of thing. You know, for example, if the grant that we got that we're just applied for to put the non-motorized on mm-hmm. 305, if these funds could be used to be that match, you know, we could then press-wise saying the Transportation Benefit District is doing this huge thing. That would just be a really neat thing to be able to
I can confirm that. That's a good question.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.